USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Isaias is coming, and the southeastern U.S. is preparing. The National Hurricane Center says the hurricane is expected to approach the southeast Florida coast later today and Sunday. St. Johns County, Florida, like much of the state, is preparing. Spokesman Michael Ryan told WJXT that their Emergency Operations Center has been partially activated.
Partial activation basically means a skeleton crew. Yeah, so the emergency management is there. The administration is there. We'll have a representative from the city, St. Augustine, fire rescue.
Ryan adds the county is ready to go to full activation if necessary. California became the first state to top a 500,000 coronavirus infections. That caps a month that saw the number of confirmed cases rise by nearly 2 million across the country. The U.S. is approaching 4.6 million cases overall. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump may force a popular app to shut down its U.S. operations. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
President Donald Trump may force TikTok to sell its U.S. operations as the White House ramps up their concerns about the popular video sharing app, especially over its ownership by ByteDance, a Chinese company. Chinese law can compel any domestic company to hand over data it collects on users. The president said, "We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok or doing some other things. We're looking at a lot of alternatives with respect to that company." While TikTok is largely seen as an app for young people, it tracks phone locations and users' metadata like many apps, and China has demonstrated an appetite for Americans' personal data. TikTok has also faced repeated accusations of censoring content unappetizing to Beijing.
Wall Street closed Friday with the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closing higher. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease testified before the House on COVID-19. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the highlights.
On Friday, Dr. Anthony Fauci and other members of the Coronavirus Task Force team were testifying before the House Select Committee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. Dr. Fauci was asked by Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio how much protest spread the virus.
Do protests increase the spread of the virus? I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, 5 liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty protesting over another practicing your faith?
President Trump praised both Congressman Jordan and Dr. Fauci following the hearing. Trump wrote on Twitter, quote, "Great job by Jim Jordan and also some very good statements by Tony Fauci. Big progress being made." News anytime on demand at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.